Thank you very much. All right, item.
Before you go on, can I make a comment?
Yeah, Mr. Garrison has the floor.
Before you have any more structural questions to Mr. Garrison, I'm a dirt contractor. Ask Mr. Paul.
All right, I know you are a dirt contractor. Harry Roberts, this is a consideration of the contractor's involvement in a past project. Ben?
I have no materials for this.
Russell, once you handle it, I got to make the call.
Yeah, if the commission recalls last month, you heard the case for Mr. Roberts, and at the time, his agent contractor, Mr. William Sullivan, was not able to attend. And you all had asked for staff to compel his attendance today so that you all could speak with him. Mr. Sullivan is here today with some of his associates, and he's willing to answer any of your questions. If you need to be reminded of any of the issues with the case, you'll see any photographs. I'm prepared to present those if you'd like.
Photographs, will you? Let's have the photograph.
Yeah, flip through quickly, please.
If you recall, this case is in on Aquia Creek in Stafford County, in the Widewater Beach area here, and I'll quickly go through some of these slides. This was the location of a boathouse that had previously existed on the property that Mr. Roberts had Mr. Sullivan rebuild for him, again shown here. This is the structure that was built, minus the roof of the boathouse. Staff was able to get out there before that was structure was completed. And again, these are some of the drawings. Let me get down. This is the photograph from on land of what had been built. Again, and there was issues as to whether or not the size of the current structure exceeded what was previously existing, and we felt that as a staff that it was. Some of the new drawings here, and let me just show you here. This is the decision that you made last month. You had ordered Mr. Roberts to remove the portions shown in red, and he was able to keep the portions shown in yellow. Staff did go out a week and a half ago and observed that the portions that you all had ordered removed have been removed. You all had also assessed an $1,800 civil charge to Mr. Roberts, which we have not yet received. But again, as I mentioned earlier, Mr. Sullivan is here today to speak to his part in Mr. Roberts' violation. If you have any questions for myself or other members of the staff, would be willing to help, but Mr. Sullivan is here.
As far as the application goes, was Mr. Sullivan involved with signature on the application or denoted as the contractor on the application?
He was listed as the agent.
The agent.
And he may want to explain his actual role as far as when the construction began, but I believe that he did act as both the agent during the application process as well as the contractor.
And remind me, the part that we ordered to have removed was not on the application initially at all. This was additional.
Correct. There was an argument Mr. Roberts made that the portions that you all did approve were the dimensions of his previous structure. Staff didn't agree with that, but he did state that the portions you all had ordered removed was a new addition beyond what he had had in that 2002 photograph that I showed earlier.
Okay.
No question, Commission. Unless you're from Mr. Sullivan.
Okay. Cat, turn the lights off.
Gentlemen, if I could take just a moment.
That's where he is.
Sorry.
Try to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, if you got.
Yes, sir, I do.
State your full name.
William L. Sullivan. If I could just refresh you with some, just a quick introduction of information. In early September of 2004, our company, Unlimited Marine Services, was contacted by Mr. Perry Roberts regarding the potential repair or reconstruction of a pier on his property in Aquia Creek. Several telephone calls ensued beyond that with my partner here. The pier was reported to have received damage from several storms in past years. Mr. Roberts provided us with a general description of what he wanted to be built. It was agreed with some preliminary design adjustments that and sketches were provided that we would proceed with the permit process. In mid-September 2004, a visit was made to Mr. Roberts' home, and he reviewed the sketches, and we did some discussion regarding the permit process, how it operated. I was under the opinion at that time that he was totally unfamiliar with the process, so I tried to explain it to him as best I could. On or about October the 4th, 2004, an application was mailed to MRMC. I believe it was received by MRMC around the 15th. On or about November the 1st, 2004, the Army Corps of Engineers sent us a questionnaire on some clarification that they wanted. We spoke with Mrs. Blackwell, Stafford County Wetlands Board, the second week of November, and she said at that time that she had not yet received any information. So I contacted Mr. McGinnis, and I believe that day or the next day, another application was sent to Mrs. Blackwell and Stafford. That was, again, about the second week of November. On April the 7th, 2005, the Wetlands Board approved and granted the Stafford County Wetlands Permit. The following week, I believe it was, the building permit was issued. Bottom line, we went up and spoke with Mr. Roberts on a number of occasions. He described to us what he wanted built. We went through the permitting process. We truly thought we were doing the right thing. We received permits. And then on, I have lost the date, but at any rate, Mrs. Blackwell gave me a call one evening at my home and said, Pete, we have a problem. Well, seemed to have a problem. I said, well, Ms. Blackwell, what is that? Apparently, the structure is larger than originally was at the site. And I asked her what would be the process at this point. And she said we would need to have an investigation. I told her that was fine. We will not drive another nail or do anything else until such time as it was gotten straight. And to this day, we have not. So that's kind of a general description time frame of what went on. If you have any questions, I'll do my absolute best to answer.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Roberts.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The permit that was authorized, and perhaps staff can show us this, do we have a set of the plan view drawings from the original permit? I mean, this started out as a replacement of an existing structure,
repair,
correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what initially happened was that staff had received an application to go in and replace a structure that they claimed had been damaged during recent storm events. At the time, staff felt that what they were asking for would be considered maintenance and repair because of our discussions that we had had with Mr. Sullivan. He stated that, you know, that it was to be replaced, you know, and what we would consider maintenance and repair. Now, this is the structure that they claimed existed at the time. If you remember, they were asking for a 16 by 16 platform, which we did inform them would need a permit, so they ended up removing that portion. So, really, this drawing here shows they were going to have 12-foot wide portions here with the boathouse overlying, and this would have been the slip that you all essentially had ordered removal, which you know, was definitely not there before. But at the time, staff had no information known that it did not exist previous to this. Yeah. And the footprint of this structure that was applied for in 2004 does vary from the structure that was eventually built.
By how much?
Well, I don't have the exact square footage off the top of my head, but just the configuration. There was essentially a two-slip, but the width of this section over here was much narrower. This section here was much wider, and they had also accommodated two jet ski slips down here at the end, which, again, you can see here this varies quite a bit. The decking width here and the finger piers.
That's it.
Mr. Sullivan?
Yes, sir.
Ed, did you see the structure before it was torn down, the original structure?
Not prior to demolition starting to take place. Mr. Hoffman might be able to provide some information. Another group was subcontracted to remove portions of this, mm-hmm. and they did start that process.
But you knew how wide in the general location that the original structure was.
I never saw the structure, sir, prior to, right. you know, this demolition taking place. Yes, I went to Mr. Roberts' house, but his house is not at this location. It's across the street.
Right. So 2004, you went to his house.
Yes, sir.
When did the demolition take place? After that October
meeting.
It was
somewhere March or April.
Of 2005.
Yes, sir.
Now, are you the one that drew up the application?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you drew up the application, but you did not take measurements of the original building?
No, sir. I took measurements that were provided me.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Sullivan. Any more questions, Mr. Sullivan?
I have one question.
Yes, sir.
How do you explain the discrepancy between what was built and the original plan view drawing you submitted to the commission? In other words, you submitted to the commission an application that included a set of plan view drawings, and then what you built departed from that.
The owner probably made half dozen changes. The size remained about the same. If I may,
as an example, this area was larger. One of the boat slips didn't exist, so there was more decking out there. There were 4 or 5 changes made.
4 or 5 adjustments made. Sorry about that. As an example, the area over on the side, the owner came to us one morning and explained to us that his boat wouldn't fit in there. We had to make it wider. Holes had to be pulled and redriven.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
That's it.
Mr. Sullivan, I got a question. You said back in October and November 2004, you led him through this and directed him how to get the permits because he didn't know.
That's what he said. He led me to believe that he was not familiar with the permitting process.
Well, then you said you led him through the process.
I explained what steps we did, what paperwork we filled it, where it went, who would review it, so forth.
How long have you been in this pile driver business?
4 years.
All right, and you're telling me you led him through the process, and you helped get the permits, then you, when he told you to, you just moved the pilings over and make it wider.
That was on the, not the outside, sorry, the inside pilings.
But still, you moved those pilings that are not under permit, right?
Technically correct, yes, sir.
All right, thank you. Any more questions? No more questions, Ms. Sullivan? All right, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, the matter is before the commission.
Well,
everybody's looking at you, Rick.
This is just another one of many cases where the contractor, wasn't following procedures. Just because the square footage is permitted doesn't mean that you can do anything you want within that square foot. And I don't know how better we can state it other than the fact that right on the face of these permits it says any alterations have to come back before the commission. And when the client comes and says, we'll pull this and redo that, the response is supposed to be, well, you have to get a permit for that, or you have to get authorization from the VMRC. I think it's unacceptable. So, I think we need to pursue the same fine structure that we did for the owner.
Mr. Robert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with Mr. Schick's comments. I think the owner probably bears the bulk of the burden for that finger pier that goes out there in terms of that being discrepant from what was originally there. Perhaps the builder didn't know what was originally there, but the builder testified that he did have a set of plan view drawings and then departed from those. And I think he ought to be held accountable for that. And I would agree that the same fine structure ought to be applied. And I would make that a motion.
You make that as a motion?
Yes, sir.
What fine?
$1,800.
All right.
And I'll
admit, Dr. Jones.
And I'll second that.
Dr. Jones, second. Motion second by Dr. Jones. You heard the motion. You understand the motion. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion's carried.
Commissioner went down the first floor, and he said before going into public comments, he asked me to give those two brief updates that I mentioned earlier to you. The first is just to apprise you of the Buckrow Pier situation in the city of Hampton that has been a subject of several newspaper articles recently. Long and short of it is that the city of Hampton is...